AT&T Stadium after that loss to the Cowboys?
Disappointed. Knowing that we had lost a game that we felt we should have won. You know, being up, 10 and with, 6 minutes left to go. You know, we put ourselves early in that game in a good opportunity, in the opportunity that we wanted to be in, the position we wanted to be in. And then those last, 6 to 4 minutes just kind of derailed ourselves and played uncharacteristic the way we had been playing the whole game. So, you know, it was definitely disappointing. I listened to Malcolm and talk about the margin of error. And, you know, we just have shot ourselves in the foot, and that's one of those instances.
Do you think that winning on Thursday night, as you talk about learning lessons, is that one of those games where you feel like you learned the lesson and this team will now win those kind of close games?
You know, I don't think it's one defining moment, but I think that adds on to that learning experience that we need, figuring out, what we've been talking about this whole year is in winning those tight games and being able to make the plays down the stretch to win in crunch time. And, for us to be able to do that on Thursday was obviously a step in the right direction, but by no means does it necessarily mean that we're there yet. You know, I think everybody understands the situation and understands that there's still a lot of growth that needs to be done. Obviously, we believe that we're close, but that one game doesn't define who we are or, you know, what has happened in the past. It just says that we are making those steps in the right direction. And we've got to continue to work, to correct and to be able to do that consistently.
Expecting to see their regular players, or do you think they'll be playing the backups?
I don't know. I can't really say who they're going to play. It's on them, obviously. But whoever they do play, we're ready to face. And, we're going into it thinking we're playing the starters. And, that's the matchup, obviously, that we would like. We want to play everybody at their best. And we understand the situation, but it is what it is. That's their decision. I guess we'll see.
Jordan, what do you want to get out of this final week of the season?
First and foremost, it's a matter of setting the foundation for the off season, setting the foundation for next year. I think these last couple games, we've played extremely hard and have just battled. You watch the film, we battle out there. And, I think that has to carry over into this last game. And, if we do that, a lot of us, most of us would be excited about the outcome. We believe that when we play at our best, it's tough for anybody to get at us. So, ultimately it's that foundation. Ultimately it is laying the groundwork for off season and things to come.
I think back to the spring and summer, you rolled your eyes a few times at the injury questions. You're sitting here in week 17, you have started every game.
Yeah.
Is that an accomplishment for you? Is that something you...
It is. It is. Because I knew the perception going into the year. I knew that it had been built since college, that it was something that, I had told you guys that I'm not worried about. It's something that I'm working on. And I think the work that I put in, the amount of focus that I put on my body and making sure that it's consistently healthy throughout the season. There were times late in the season that I was feeling as good as I was, early in the season. So, I think the focus that I put on it has helped quite a bit. And, it's an accomplishment.
You mentioned the margin of error. There's a lot of close games in this league, one-score games. Getting over the top in a close game, is that something you can learn, not from, but you can learn to do more consistently, or is that just sort of the feel of the season?
I think it is something that you learn how to do. I think as you've got your core group of guys that are continually, you know, here and are in those games and are watching the tape, and are understanding that every little detail counts in the outcome of the game. You know, I think that's something that is learned. And obviously this is my second year, but I think you can learn a lot from losing. I think you can learn a lot from mistakes, as long as you look at them for what they are and work on it. So, you know, I think, like I said, I think we're heading in the right direction. I think Thursday is a testament to that. But, you know, by no means is it where we're, you know, where we're at right now. We're not basing that on the whole season. So,
Jordan, you got the pec injury at the end of the year. Did it take you a while before you could really, as far as training goes, get into it in your upper body? And I guess the question I'm asking is, moving into this offseason, and I know you're not looking there yet, will that be a big year for you to develop physically?
Yeah, it definitely set me back a little bit. You know, I couldn't bench for, you know, until I got back here in April, which, you know, is a good chunk of time off. So, and, you know, it's been, you know, I was always trying to be smart with it and not do anything too crazy on it. But, yeah, absolutely. Moving into this next off season, there's definitely a premium on my body, on, you know, getting stronger, especially in this type of defense, you know, where I'm taking on blocks and having to shed 300 pounders. So, you know, I mean, every year you're constantly trying to work on that, but there's definitely a premium this year.
If you do see the starters, what did you recall from facing Zeke Elliott the last time, and do you relish a chance to face him once again?
Yeah, he's a good back, man, and you know, you take it for what it is. Obviously, we played for about 90% of the game pretty well against the run. And, you know, he's going to get his plays, but he's a good back. He's a good back, well-respected back already, and runs hard. So, absolutely, and to your question, you know, we always want to go against the best. So any chance we get to go against somebody like him or that offensive line is definitely an opportunity that we see.
You already mentioned taking on blockers. How is your first full season as a middle linebacker as opposed to, say, being on the weak side? Occasionally not having to take on somebody, how does it feel to get through it, and have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I've definitely enjoyed it. I enjoy being in the middle, being able to control everything around me, you know, being that voice on the field, the coach on the field. You know, I don't know. I don't want to hype it up like it's something that I haven't done. You know, playing linebacker, that's part of your job title. You've got to take on blocks. So, you know, obviously in some defenses you take on a little bit more. The techniques are a little different. But, you know, it's part of the job title, man. And if I make it into something that is bigger than itself, you know, I just shouldn't do that, you know. So, I don't know. Taking on blocks is taking on blocks. I've done it ever since I've been a linebacker. So.
Got time for one more if we have any. Good.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.